Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, we call it the Blueprint for Liberty. We also are convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. For Friday, you got to dig that. And best of all, we had Brian Rust on the radio with us yesterday and Kelly Finnegan. And we talked about the Honest Money Report, gold and silver, and the manipulation thereof. We talked about Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana predicted that Anthony Fauci would be spending a lot of time in front of congressional committees. Hint, hint, that's if the Republicans take over. He says unless Fauci goes to a foreign country, he should be expected to be subpoenaed and a whole lot more. And I appreciate the rhetoric from John. I appreciate that the Republicans tell you how awesome they'll be if you elect them. But every time you elect them, you get a big old nothing burger. Yeah, we're going to abolish Obamacare. Yeah, we're going to lock Hillary up. Yeah, we're going to abolish the Education Department. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we better get to the bottom of the IRS scandals. They're treating conservatives unfairly. Wow, none of these things have happened. So I appreciate your rhetoric, John. That's what it does. It takes to get elected. I get all that, but I don't have a lot of confidence in anything any of you say anymore. First Lady Jill Biden tests positive for the COCO, double vaxxed, double boosted, and now she's got vaccine. Or I'm sorry, she's got COVID for the second time in a row, ladies and gentlemen. COVID rebound for Jill. Now, don't get me wrong. Our prayers are that she can go through that just fine. I'm not attacking her personally. I'm attacking the dishonest fake news narrative that they've pitched that if you get vaccines, you'll be fine. You won't spread it and you won't get sick. Lie, lie. That's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Biden, they say, forgives close to $4 billion. In student debt, what's next, you ask? We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. IRS waiving $1.2 billion in taxpayer penalties. The Epic Times. Why? Because during COVID, people filed late and they got penalties, and the government's going to waive those penalties just for you. The government's, by the way, late on giving people back their tax refunds. Why don't we charge the government penalties for that fiasco? Oh, don't worry. They're going to spend $80 billion, hire a bunch of more IRS agents to get to the bottom of that just for you, aren't they? The radical deep state controls the House. They also have the Senate, and whacked out Uncle Joe holds the White House. If they take control of the Supreme Court, some say it's over, we're finished. My response is not true. The deep state's had control of everything, whether the Republicans or the Democrats have been in office for literally decades, and the country's not finished. The only way back is to turn to God Almighty, to focus on your family, the fundamental unit of society, and defend your country and the traditions of our founding fathers. Those are the only true markers for a way back to real solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody else is feeding you full of baloney? Ron DeSantis calls Anthony Fauci a little elf and says somebody needs to chuck him across the Potomac. That's theblaze.com, and I appreciate Ron DeSantis' salty language on this, but again, all talk, no action. Fauci's going to ride off into the sunset with a big old taxpayer-funded pension. You watch. Second hour, we had our incredible guest, Michael Perutka, on the radio with us. Constitutional presidential nominee for 2004. He just won his Republican primary for the Maryland Attorney General position, ladies and gentlemen. That is huge. Patriotsforperutka.com is where you can learn more about his incredible campaign. Michael Perutka in the office of Attorney General will affect real change in Maryland. He's basically considered, in my view, a modern-day founding father. The guy understands the Constitution like nobody's business, folks. And he has the fortitude to prosecute those who don't adhere to the supreme law they swear to. He also has an organization called Institute on the Constitution. The goal is, quote, pray, study, and act. Please join our mission to restore the constitutional republic through grassroots education, become a member, theamericanview.com. That's Michael Perutka. We also had Mackie Stafford on, his campaign coordinator, I should say. And it's Mackie, I guess, got fired from a sales job for not complying with medical tyranny. Now she fights for freedom, does a wonderful job helping out Michael. And we talked about the five key issues, the bullet points of Michael Perutka's campaign. The five key issues are as follows: prosecute, secure, defend, restore, and protect. Amen, Michael. Michael says liberty forever, mandates never. Now, they say Michael Perutka is a neo Confederate activist, wins GOP race for Maryland. But you know what? I don't even know what a neo Confederate is. Okay. He believes that in states' rights, he believes the Declaration of Independence documents we have the right to secede. But he says, what do you mean I'm asking to succeed or to secede from the Union? I'm the guy asking to be Attorney General for one of the states. I'm not talking about secession, although we have the authority to do so should we choose. They say the GOP then nominated a, quote, pro-secession or, quote, pro-secessionist Christian nationalist for Maryland Attorney General. See, they have these attack pieces. But look, Donald Trump and Joe Biden both swore an oath to the supreme law of the land, right? If you swear an oath to a nation, are you a nationalist? That means Joe Biden's a nationalist if he swore an oath, right? Joe Biden's white and Joe Biden claims to be a Christian. So isn't Joe Biden a Christian nationalist as well? Anyway, see how they manipulate this, folks, to be dishonest. Michael Perutka also believes that public education is a, quote, communist plot. Amen to that fact. It's not a belief. It's a fact. Go look it up. It's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh, you news hounds. Why don't you do your research? They say that he also believes that abortion and gay marriage violates God's law. Well, amen to that fact. And then they finally say, you know, the bad guy, Perutka, believes that there's the separation of church and state's a big old lie. Wow, I believe everything like that, too. Why? Because it's factual. It's documentable. And more. Anyway, great interview with Michael Perutka on Liberty Roundtable Live, available at lovingliberty.net, prideonradio.com, and Liberty News Radio, not to mention libertyroundtable.com. All right, that's a recap. Without further ado, let's launch into the broadcast today. Dr. Scott Bradley's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thank you very much. As I said last night on my webinar, we're in a target-rich environment. You can shoot any direction you want. You've got something worthy of your aim. There's so much going on right now, it's extremely difficult to not be able to say, let's have an overabundance of topics that really each one probably warrants a full hour of discussion because of the critical nature of them. This nation, I don't think I've ever seen, and I've been paying attention for many decades, I've never seen as much mud thrown against the wall as there has been in the last few years.
Amen to that. Really, 2 points on that. Number one, though, the attention span of the American people won't allow an hour on every topic. You got to spend a minute on every topic or two, or people kind of melt down and can't even handle it. Thank heavens to all the societal realities that we face. That's number one. Number two, the problem is they're intentionally throwing this much stuff on the wall. Part of Zelensky's plan was to just absolutely overwhelm everyone with too much. And in that, then the government ferrets out what they want and moves forward with their plans. Every one of us gets the noose around our neck a little tighter as we try to fight the information, intentional information overload. So the first one, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, accused of blowing off critical financial rules. And even her spokeswoman says, yeah, she's in violation of federal law. And Ocasio-Cortez says, don't worry about it. There's 30 days between when I'm literally violating the law, but 30 days between then and when I get fined. I'll just wait the 30 days out and file on the last day. Thumbing your nose at your government. Now, I don't even believe in these federal laws that have these triggers in place for a lot of this in the first place, but the double standard is what I'm talking about. Ocasio-Cortez, literally publicly, this is being highlighted, but zero accountability. If it was me, they would slam me to the wall. They would have a heyday with me and my disrespect for the law and my, quote, terrorist tendencies and whatever they want to say, Dr. Bradley. And that's the double standard is what I'm highlighting here.
Well, there certainly is at least a two-tier program in the United States. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. with her classified information being shared over a private server out of her own home, and everybody gets their hand kind of at best slapped, but there's no SWAT teams coming in there with M16s and so on and so forth, taking her out in all her glory. But Donald Trump's people, instead of a subpoena, they get a so-called search warrant that I'm interested to see what their probable cause was. But no, scofflaw is AOC, and she has no respect, and she starts with the very highest document in the nation, the United States Constitution. She scoffs at it. She took an oath to uphold it. She is absolutely in violation of that, of virtually everything she does in office, everything she encourages, and this is just noise in comparison to all the bad
stuff
to
that.
She's
Speaking
doing.
Of being swatted, ladies and gentlemen, again, you compare her thumbing her nose at the law, and Marjorie Taylor Greene got swatted two nights in a row. You know, swatting is this idea that I somehow can fake like I'm at your house digitally, and then I can say, hey, there's a problem here. Please, 911, come. And they said that there was a shooting in the bathtub. Anyway, long story short, the cop came to her house twice in a row. She got swatted twice, ladies and gentlemen. But Ocasio-Cortez runs free. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they consider a terrorist, you see. You can compare and contrast this all day long. But then you got to ask, what about the unsealing of the redacted affidavit in Trump's search? We'll talk about that in a second.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene got swatted two nights in a row. Well, she's the one, ladies and gentlemen, with this headline. Impeach Merrick Garland. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's working with other members of Congress to literally investigate and drop papers to impeach Garland. Well, Garland's the one that blatantly admitted that he is the one that called for the FBI raid on Donald's castle. Judge orders unsealing of redacted affidavit in Trump search. Now, I submit to you, the judge is doing this because he has to save face to the people. He's got to make you believe that something's going to happen here or something, you know, there might be a juicy tidbit or two. But trust you me, there will be nothing that will literally give us the real handle on what's going on. Nothing in this affidavit released today. But understand that Marjorie Taylor Greene's trying to get to the bottom of it, and she gets swatted twice. Ocasio-Cortez violates federal law, laughs at it. Everybody goes, ain't she cute? This is insanity, Dr. Bradley.
Of course, the Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the things or persons to be seized. Here's the deal. What you're going to get today is a redacted search warrant that will tell us diddly squat, and that's the maximum amount you're going to get. All of this.
Well, it's a redacted affidavit requesting the search warrant, because they claim they already gave us the search warrant, but it's already been so redacted it means nothing as well.
Right. It's all blacked out. The problem is that it's got to be describing the specifics. The specificity is required. It's not like the writs of assistance from former days in the revolutionary time, prior to the revolutionary time, when the king's officers had fishing licenses they filled out on the spot, and as they were ruffling through all your stuff, they found something they wanted to take. Oh, obviously, that's supposed to be grabbed, too.
And yeah, but you got to understand, national security is at stake here, and if we were to let everybody know what's going on with that, it would compromise the investigation, it would breach national security, and by golly, it would ruin the whole thing, Doctor, don't you know? That's their claim,
how
right?
How about Hillary Clinton's server in her private residence transmitting secured information, 30,000 emails. They sent in a subpoena and a requirement that she not get rid of any of them. She got rid of them all. She smashed their iPhones or their smartphones so that they would not be able to be searched also. Complete thumbing her nose at everything. And so they sent a SWAT team to Trump's place. Okay. It's just appalling to me, and the specificity to this date has never been brought forth, and there, my guess is there's no specificity.
It will not be brought forth either, though. You will not get that.
And here's the deal. We're a throwback into what offended the American Founding Fathers so much. They wrote it into the Constitution in the Fourth Amendment. You cannot do this, and yet they are. And I think this idea of bringing impeachment charges against our attorney general is a grand idea. But let's go back to the swatting thing. People don't understand how dangerous that is. It was 1 in the morning and it was 3 in the morning, the two nights she had it done. She is a Second Amendment advocate. If she had gone to the front door with a handgun in her hand, with a stack of officers in body armor, M16s, shields, and flashbang grenades, ready to chuck everything in the front door that they possibly could, and she had a handgun in her hand, she would have been gunned down. There is no question in my mind. And so the attempted murder charges probably ought to be brought against those that are doing these kinds of things.
That's if they can even trace who's doing these things. What you got to understand is this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a bad thing, this swatting thing. I completely agree, and I believe it's seriously dangerous. But here's the real deal in my mind. Why do we have a government reporting system in the first place where somebody could, where I could pretend I'm Scott Bradley, and then I could make a claim about something bad at my house to the government, then the government roll forward with these armed-to-the-teeth officers? See, it's that we've set the government up at every intersection point possible in our lives to where every one of them could be exploited. Look, get the government out of it in the first place, and swatting won't happen.
We have a militarized police force. This kind of behavior happens in Fallujah and in a wartime environment. This kind of behavior should never be what happens in the American society. You know, what happened to going in? I mean, a bullhorn. Hey, you guys in there, we're out here. Come and talk to us. I mean, come on. Everything that happens is a militarized response. And I think the Third Amendment is basically eradicated also, and that's having troops that are housed among us. They're our next door neighbors. They're all these people that, I mean, they're a captured agency by federal funds, MRAP vehicles, all that kind of stuff.
And honestly, that's why I'm saying, though, that look, the problem isn't that she got swatted twice. The problem is that we allow these systems to grow up around us to where every move you make or don't make or everything you do, look, you can't even peacefully go to the Capitol now. If you do, you will be caught in an entrapment scenario, a snare. You can't commit a citizen's arrest against a governor who you think is a criminal because they'll turn around and say you tried to kidnap her. Okay, you can't go, and the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, even though other people have gone there and camped out there, and go there and say, hey, we want to talk about land. You guys aren't listening to us. We want to talk about land, because they'll kill your friend and throw you in jail for 2 years. And when you get done, the jury will say you were guilty of nothing, and the judge will say the government's guilty of all kinds of criminal activity. And when you get done, you will have lost 2 years of your life guilty of nothing, and the government will treat you like a criminal even when you get out, even though you're guilty of nothing. See, this is Ammon Bundy. This is what happened to the people in Michigan. These are what happened to the people that went to the Capitol. Now Marjorie Greene says, hey, we're going to look at Garland for what he did to Trump, and we're going to look into this. And they say, yeah, fine, we're just going to SWAT you. Now, there's no accountability. They won't be able to trace the people that did the SWAT. There'll be no accountability. They might arrest some low-level person in the mainstream press to make you feel like, wow, they got to the bottom of it. But nothing's going to happen. Ocasio-Cortez can mock, Hillary Clinton can mock, and then on the mainstream press, they're like, yeah, aspiring lawyer Kim Kardashian beat Hillary Clinton in a debate the other night on the TV. It was awesome. Okay, nothing's happening except for they've got two classes of people, the inside deep staters and you and I, or deep staters and you and I. That's what's going on. So you're not going to get to the bottom of it. Now what Joe Biden's going to do is reward liberals even further. And Joe's got a program to, quote, cancel student loan debt up to $10,000 and Pell Grants up to $20,000. If you make below $125,000 as a single or $250,000 as a couple, hey, they're going to let you off the hook. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars. Literally, it's a criminal act by the president, so-called elect, right now. He has no authority to dismiss all that debt. The government shouldn't have created this debt or these loans in the first place. The government has no authority to create student loans. So it's just insult to injury, and everybody wants to go, yeah, them Democrats, they're bad. Please elect me, I'm a Republican. Put your money in my coffer so I can stop this. It never happens, doctor.
Well, listen, a little clarification first. The Pell Grants are a gift to begin with anyway. Those people that took Pell Grants get $20,000 forgiven. Those that did not get Pell Grants, so that didn't get the quote-unquote free money, only get $10,000. And the idea behind that is Pell Grants are needs-based, and so they've already proven they're of lower socioeconomic status, and so they probably need a bigger gift, okay? So it's a $10,000, it's a $20,000, there's conditions, there's all sorts of things about income levels of people in their family, singles $125,000, married filing jointly $250,000, and you can still get full forgiveness. All of that aside, you're right. There's no authority to redistribute wealth at all. End of discussion. Number two, the president has no authority constitutionally to make this kind of program up. And even Nancy Pelosi, 1 year and 1 month ago, publicly announced that the executive could not do that. It had to take legislative action, a vote in the Congress, to be able to do forgiveness of student loans. Now she's flip-flopped. You know, we're talking, oh my goodness, 13 months later. She probably doesn't remember the statement she made 13 months ago. And in addition to that, the president is using the justification, two things to do this. One is the HEROES Act of 2003, which was passed by Congress, which allowed student loans to be put on hold while someone served in the military while we were fighting two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It did not allow the expungement of a debt. It allowed them to be put on hold while someone went off, joined the military, and served. And so they're using another wacky law to do this. And in addition to that, he's using this concept that the COVID emergency declaration, which the president made back in, here's the when this whole COVID nonsense first started up, Trump declared an emergency. Well, on a national emergency, they say the president has expanded powers, and under those expanded powers, he could forgive the debt. This is something that's very reminiscent of FDR in 1933 using the Trading with Enemy Act of 1917.
But how come none of the Republicans are calling Joe Biden a criminal and pushing to impeach him over this? He has no authority over this money at all.
They should. It's unequivocal.
But see, the Republicans just want you to elect them. Please send them your money. They'll take care of you after you elect them. They promise. Lies. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on Thursday ordered a redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit to be released by noon today. The unprecedented raid on Trump's home is accusing the FBI of weaponizing the department against Biden's rivals. President Biden, with a recession, open borders, an economy in crisis, cost of living exponentially increased, and deadly foreign policies, says the problem with America is Trump supporters at a rally at Richard Montgomery High School in Maryland on Thursday.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
After decades of hate and deadly history, President Emmanuel Macron said France and Algeria should look to the future as he begins a three-day visit to the former colony. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Four people, including a constable, were killed in a shooting at an Arizona apartment complex Thursday morning that began over an eviction dispute. Pima County officials say it happened in Tucson when officers went to serve an eviction and were killed. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina told Newsmax overnight, Democrats are the modern-day bigots, particularly towards conservative minorities.
One of the things that you realize very quickly as we discuss the issue of race across this nation is that perhaps the most interesting and provocative nature of race in America today is the bigotry that comes from the left, the bigotry that comes from progressives, black and white, frankly, towards conservatives, especially conservatives who happen to be minorities. That doesn't matter whether you're Hispanic or a woman or African-American. The truth is that what national media wants today is to make a caricature of people, and you have to stay in your lane to avoid their criticism and the backlash that comes from even your own community.
USA Radio News.
I don't know. They're going to have to work on more stimulus checks for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just give the student loan folks cash. Turns out massive shutoffs are underway. One in six U.S. homes are behind on their power bills, Dr. Bradley.
Well, it's where do we go with this? I mean, we shut off our own energy independence purposely and just dramatically. It's a draconian kind of approach. Here, 2 years ago, we were putting out enough energy to be totally energy independent. They shut that down, and then they make idiot proposals about requiring everybody to go with an electric car. You'll probably talk about the electric cars in California soon. But the fact of the matter is, anybody that's doing a deep dive on this thing comes to understand. For example, you fill up a Hummer. For example, using these quick charge places, it's about $100 to fill up a Hummer on an electrical outlet. And it's like, holy Hannah. Plus, it takes about 2 hours, a little less than 2 hours, to get it to at least an 80% charge. People, do we understand that buffoons and baboons and idiots are running this country? And they're making these dramatic statements about everything. People aren't able to get their own electric bill paid now, and they're going to convert all the vehicles to electric, and the draw on the current grid is such that you can't either pay for it or it can't keep up. We're going to turn into a third world country with brownouts and blackouts, and this dinking around with everything that government has no authority to dink around in at all whatsoever, they're doing it. And we continue to elect these idiots, buffoons, and baboons to office. And there will be a comeuppance. We, the people, are responsible for the representatives we get. They're supposed to. They take an oath to keep their actions within the constitutional limits and bounds. We don't call them out on it. Nobody
Amen to that.
Impeached.
You could dump the whole House in one election cycle. You could dump a third of the Senate, and you could replace your president, ladies and gentlemen, if it was the right loan. So, look, there's plenty we can do, but Americans are stuck on stupid. As long as the bread and circus continues, they will not call halt to the con game, and that's the problem we face. Next headline, California to ban the sale of new cars that run on gasoline by 2035. Now, listen to this. The average new car loan tops $40,000 as
for
prices
gas.
Climb.
Yeah, but it's gas. Look at what the electric's going to cost you.
Yeah, more than that.
It'll be $60,000 for an electric.
Are also borrowing more money as well. And when you look at this, the headlines for all this, it turns out that an average new car is $40,000+. An average used car now is an average of about $28,000, Dr. Bradley. The payments are as much as people's houses used to be. The cost of vehicles has now skyrocketed. You want to respond to this?
Sure. The inflation stuff that they're doing, this pumping money into the economy that they're creating out of thin air, that drives the price of everything up. You got more dollars chasing the same amount of goods and services. It's a simple, simple, simple formula. And the thing is that Newsom and his idiocy in California is going to drive, if in fact this all goes through, it'll affect about a third of the new cars created in the nation every year, which means the manufacturers are going to be heavily influenced to create electric cars. People don't understand that virtually all, well, at least 80% of the metals that are used in the creation of these batteries comes out of China. We're putting ourselves further into the China thing. But in addition to that, I mean, this is all over the board. You almost don't know where to go. But Newsom is being suggested as a possible Democrat presidential candidate. And it's like, are you kidding me? How can anybody in their right mind consider this man to be a viable option to restore sanity to this nation? It simply isn't happening. Insanity runs deep in California. It begins right at the very head of the state. So, yes, everything that's happening in California and is spreading throughout the nation is truly abominable. I'm appalled. I know we've got other things to talk about.
Don't worry. You could share your house with some illegals if you'd want to. It might help you pay your mortgage so you don't lose your house over all this, Dr. Bradley.
Well, that's because government helps subsidize.
That's right. But it turns out that 4.9 million, so almost 5 million illegal aliens crossed the U.S. border in 18 months since Biden took office. And now what they're doing is they're saying, hey, if you as an illegal want to get a professional degree or a professional license, no problem. We'll give you one even with your illegal status.
You know, the insanity never stops. Abbott and Arizona, I think, have been shipping a pittance when you talk over 4 million illegals coming into the country in the last 18 months. They've shipped 4,000 or 5,000 to New York and to Washington, D.C. They're crying uncle there. They're saying, oh, no, our whole facilities are being taxed. Look at what's happening over the rest of the nation with 4 million that have descended upon us like locusts. This is absolutely amazing. It is truly an invasion. And we need to look at, first of all, well, we could talk about in Article 1, Section 8, how the general government has a responsibility to take care of the immigration and naturalization stuff. We look at Article 4, how they have a responsibility to provide the environment where there's a Republican form of government in every state and to protect each state from against invasion. You look at Article 1, Section 10, where the states can wage war when they're invaded if the general government is not protecting them as they should be. I mean, people need to read these things over and realize we are being basically invaded. And let's say Biden, for example, in Article 2, he has a constitutional responsibility to take care that the laws are executed, and he's not doing that. The law is against what's happening, and it's just a comedy run, again, idiots, buffoons, and baboons. It's just amazing to me. And nobody's saying all of these are justification for impeachment. Every one of these is a violation of constitutional oaths and protocols. And we're just accepting
Roger that, but it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse. FBI officials obstructed the investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop prior to the 2020 election by instructing agents not to further examine the laptop. Whistleblowers now told Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. New whistleblower claims that FBI leaders delayed Hunter Biden investigation. Senator Johnson reports. Now, Jack Phillips has the details in theepictimes.com. But if that's not election fraud, doctor, I don't know what is. You literally withhold all the deals relating to Hunter and Joe. Well, you literally run a dossier lie against Trump. And then you have the election occur. And now we get all this evidence. That's election fraud in and of itself, doctor. It's not debatable.
Well, you look at who's been running the FBI. I mean, James Comey, I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, my first interaction with him happened in 2004 when I testified before the United States Senate Judiciary Committee against the reauthorization of the USA Patriot Act. Comey was on the other side. Comey was there, and I thought that man's testimony could be purchased. He just needs to be told which direction it's got to go. I mean, you don't have to buy it. He's already there. He's the insider's insider. And so he's in the FBI, neck deep in everything, a fake dossier that they pursued Trump under. And all of this kind of stuff, all the bad stuff they can heap on that, they pursue. But, oh, my goodness, don't talk about this other stuff that the Hunter Biden guy might have. It's not just pornography. There's all sorts of linkages, likely. We don't know all of the stuff that's in there, but linkages likely to what Joe Biden is doing as the Vice President of the United States and all the business deals that they're in, that they're benefiting from. The Biden syndicate has basically got its tentacles into so many things, from China to Ukraine, and a lot of those key connections could be found in the Hunter Biden laptop. But oh no, let's not talk about that right now. We got too much to fry with this fake dossier that the Democrats bought and paid for to try and throw against Trump and get him basically thrown out of office on a false impeachment. I mean, they ran that for years. It was a funny scheme to destroy a personality and character of individuals proven to be false. But they won't turn any stone at all to look underneath it to see what the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden connections might be to some of these international fraud issues. It's appalling to me, just appalling.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, while that's all going on, I've got two stories for the rest of the hour that will knock your socks off. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Details in seconds. You are listening to Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and yours truly on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dateline Australia, but coming to a government school near you if it's not already here. Senator Ralph Babbat, or Babbat is his name, he criticized a, quote, private school in Melbourne, Australia, for reportedly allowing a student who identifies as a cat to remain, quote, nonverbal in class and act like a feline. I kid you not, this is according to the Herald Sun, who reported these details. Now, there is a term called furry. Do you know what a furry is my question? Answer, it's a human that has human, well, it's a human, but it has a feline or whatever you want to call it, animal-like characteristics or a love of animal traits and behaviors that they mimic and become. So, you know how you think you can become a girl if you're a boy or a boy if you're a girl now? You believe that lie? Well, then the greater lie now is you can just become kind of an animal. This is a feline. This is a cat in class. She can remain nonverbal because she's a cat, don't you know? And she can go ahead and behave this way. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. And this is coming to a theater near you, Dr. Bradley.
It is in a theater near me. We have students in our little community that identify as such. Basically, if you can identify as a boy if you're a girl and a girl if you're a boy, apparently you can change species now. And this insanity is being encouraged, basically, and we're basically facilitating insane behavior and calling it normal. Now, I don't know how long it'll be before zoophilia is a widespread thing. That's basically it's a sexual fixation on non-human animals, basically bestiality, okay? Cross-species sexual activity, humans and non-humans, okay? They're demonstrating for that in Europe right now, and I wonder how the fuzzies will fit into that formula. We have gone insane as a people, and we're encouraging all of these dysfunctional, delusional people and not helping them by trying to dissuade them from these delusions. It seems like we're willing to embrace every perversion there possibly is, and I think we're just on that slippery slope of going down a slide that, I mean, if somebody's a cat and they're going to your high school, well, you know, there's going to be some kind of expansion of that behavior.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what a furry is? There's whole communities online that relate to this kind of behavior and stuff like that now. It's literally being codified internationally. Look out when the international community cracks down on the nationalist United States pushing back because of Christian values. You see, this all comes down to assault on Christian values. The doctrine set forth by God, male and female created he them in his likeness, in his image created he us. Okay, that's all under assault in every way possible, Dr. Bradley. And the sad part is you and I can laugh and joke about it, but they're serious. This is what they're shoving down our throats. And they're backing it by all kinds of laws and edicts literally everywhere now. If you don't refer to somebody as a feline, if that's what they identify as, you'll go to jail, buddy.
They're destroying the entire cultural foundation of the nation. And again, we can always go back to why did the pilgrims come here? You know, their pilgrim, their declaration is they came off the Mayflower. In the name of God, amen. They came here for the furtherance of the Christian faith. every step of the way, overarching, undergirding everything that's happened, has been a godly heritage. There is, and they're doing everything in their power to completely destroy these divine, eternal laws that are currently not just being called into question, they are being radically changed by legislative enactment, in violation of constitutional limits and bounds, of course. But that's where we're going. It's a desire to completely unhinge society by destroying everything that society is based upon. Of course, the family is a threat by everything of these things. And Marx, in his manifesto, said that's what they were going to do. They were going to basically outlaw marriage. They were going to have a community of women, meaning that they were common women that could be shared among anybody that was in the party. I mean, it could get, I mean, we could say a lot more about that, but you get the idea. The family unit was to be destroyed. Resulting children will be raised by the state. And the French Revolution, they started this process because they were the early communists. But the point of the matter is that's where we are with society. Every cultural foundational pillar is being knocked down as fast as they possibly can. And we're in deep trouble because the nation...
Yeah, while you and I fret about this, and while there's two classes of people in America, and while there's international psychosis going on and all this kind of stuff, it gets worse. There's a guy by the name of Brandon Dalley. D-A-L-L... Or, I'm sorry, D-A-L-A-Y.
Dalley, anyway. Maybe? Anyway.
Anyway, so this Brandon guy... He's a Metro Detroit, Michigan man. He implants his Tesla key into his hand. He wants to unlock and start his car with it. Fox 5 has the piece. He started with his first digital key in his left hand, ladies and gentlemen. It gets him into the front door and so much more, they say. He says, hey, I inserted the key. Took a little bit, but the swelling went down, no problem. I can now open up the front and back door of my house with just a swipe of my hand. Now listen, I can walk up to people and have them tap their phone on my hand, and instantly it transfers their information to me. I can, with a tap of my hand, transfer my portfolio to anybody I want to, including my COCO vaccination card. Why stop there, ladies and gentlemen? That's what's happening in his left hand. So he's got another hand. That's the right hand. So he basically puts a Tesla chip in his right hand, and it shows a photo of him doing the surgery in his hand and everything. He says, how cool would it be if I could leave my house with no car key and no house key, he says. A few weeks ago, he got a second chip implanted, this time in his right hand. This one's his Tesla key. He can unlock his doors. He could just start his Tesla. It's a perfect backup. You could never forget it. If it breaks, no problem. It doesn't break. It can never fail you, he says. Now, listen to this. He did all this without even having to consult a doctor, folks. Why? Because the chips themselves, they say, are around $200 to $300. The install is only about $100. You want to know why? You can go to a local piercing shop, and they'll do the installation for you. All the programming, the coding, putting the apps on the chips, etc. I did it myself, Brandon said. But he's not even done yet. He wants to have another chip installed, this time near his breast. He wants to get readings on his body. It'll be inserted near the breast, and then you just tap your phone to your chest and instantly get temperature readings. Now, of course, Brandon's hoping that he can get his awesome idea and his experiment to Elon Musk. Dr. Bradley.
You know, I was so naive and innocent, I guess we could say, back in the day, when the concept and the idea of this mark of the beast spoken of in the book of Revelation, the founding fathers actually talked about in August of 1787, the mark of the beast, and how paper money is as dangerous as the mark of the beast. So they were very much aware of all that kind of stuff. Clear back, you know, hundreds of years ago, and everybody was, oh my goodness, who would ever, why? We've got to fight against this. And so I was naive and innocent, I guess, to assume that this would be resisted to the nth degree by the freedom-loving people of America and even the world. Who would want to have these kinds of technology encroachments? And ultimately and finally, you can see where this is going, to even buy and sell and do business or whatever, to exist in society. The path is being opened up very much by people that say, look how cool this is. And there's going to be another group, certainly most of them, I think, will be a couple of generations younger than me. But this kind of stuff is being given kind of headline news and kind of breathless excitement in its presentation when we're really facilitating what I believe we were warned against so heavily by John the Revelator thousands of years ago, wherein he says, here's something you guys got to be aware of. And we're facilitating it with the cool factor that we basically spread the word and we watch the people fall into line. They're going to be lining up to do these kinds of buffoonery kinds of things. And, you know, I'll go back even when I was in the service, there was an experimental effort to implant devices, tracking devices, for people that were inserted behind enemy lines and to keep track of where they were and how they might be extracted or whatever. In every case in those days, the insert went bad. There was problems that had bad effect on the people and the site of the implant. But they've made dramatic changes in the 50-plus years since those things happened to the point now that a guy's doing it himself by going to a piercing shop with the stuff that it's like, holy cow. It will become so widespread, and what I thought would be appalling to people, that would be abhorred, that would be resisted, you know, guns in the streets kind of thing, we're just embracing it. It's like all of these other stupid, idiotic things we've talked about today, that society is embracing a choice.
And it won't be long to where we'll put that chip in to track you wherever you are. We'll also tie that then to the chemicals in your brain with emotions and everything else. And then we'll tie that to a little taser that'll go ahead and just make sure that, you know, if you're thinking bad, you know, insurrectionist, domestic terrorist kind of thoughts, then we'll just kind of zap you into thinking right there, doctor. They're going to be working on that pretty soon. They've already got both technologies literally in place to make that happen now.
The social score that we talk about in China, that says if you're going to be able to do business, there's already an effect there. They're already doing those kinds of things. I mean, they may not be punishing your thoughts at this point, but they're punishing your overt statements on, you know, accounts like Twitter and those kinds of things where you make statements about, you know, that are found contrary to what the government would like you to think. Well, so your social score suffers and you don't have as much status or maybe as much money or as good a place to live. It's appalling, and we're just happily, merrily tripping down the street, hoping to have this happen to us as fast as we can have it done. It just blows my mind.
Well, and the problem, like I've always taught, it's not the technology that's the issue. It's whose hands it's in, who controls it, and what is their agenda. Is it good or evil? And that's really where the buck stops with your understanding, ladies and gentlemen. That's really the issue here. We gotta remember. You know, if we use technology wisely and carefully, there's things we would absolutely never do. We would trust in God and say, I don't need this technology in my hand. Technology should serve me, not own me. But see, people are all mixed up. And if you don't look to God, you look to big tech and you look to the modern day and the arm of flesh, and you run away from God as fast as you can, you're going to end up with nothing but trouble. You will lose the land your founding fathers fought for. You will lose everything you hold dear, Dr. Bradley.
Well, Big Brother is fast becoming the central figure in all of culture and society instead of the God our Father that we should be worshiping on this land, the greatest, freest land ever created, and we're squandering it, just jettisoning it as fast as we can. We got to restore the original foundation.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about God, family, and country. Turn to God in serious, humble prayer. Get up and do his will to the best of your ability. Keep his commandments. And if so, we shall be blessed and protected. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to, what do they say? They bought the farm. It's going to be over. You've got to turn to God Almighty and be blessed. If you turn away from him, you'll be swept off the continent that your founding fathers fought for. Beware. Stand up. Get involved. There are clear mile markers on the way back to safety and stability. God, family, and country is where it's at. And we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.